Hey everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of actor Andy Serkis' directorial debut, Breathe, which stars Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. The inspiring true story of Robin and Diana Cavendish, an adventurous couple who refused to give up in the face of a devastating disease. Their heartwarming celebration of human possibility marks the directorial debut of Andy Serkis. Now, there was a lot of reasons why I was very interested in checking out Breathe, and the main one being that this is actor Andy Serkis' directorial debut, and I'm a big fan of Andy Serkis. I think he's probably one of the best actors working today, not just in terms of, you know, all of his motion capture stuff. Like, he's just a great actor all around. And the fact that he's a guy who really pioneered the motion capture performance is what makes him such a great actor in my eyes. Everything from playing Caesar in the Planet of the Apes films, Gollum in the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit films, and also Kong in the remake of King Kong from 2005. Like, he, and as well as many others, he is such a great actor that he is one of the few that, even when he is playing a CGI creation, he's able to sort of project his performance through that creation, and that you, and make it like you're not watching a CGI character, you're watching an actual performance. And I mean, he's such a talented guy, and I was very curious to see like how he would do in the director's chair. Like, I know he did second unit work on the Hobbit films, but this is like his first full-fledged directorial debut. And the fact that he's chosen a film that, I mean, he could have easily have picked something that was kind of more in his wheelhouse, like with a lot of, you know, motion capture work and like that. And he has made that with his upcoming take on the Jungle Book novel, which is the film Mowgli. But that one's been in sort of development for a few years now. So he's decided to make the film Breathe his first official released film. So Breathe, like I said, is interesting because it has nothing to do with motion capture work or a blockbuster or anything like that. It's just this small-scaled sort of period drama that follows the life of Robin Cavendish, who became paralyzed after from the neck down from polio at the age of 28. And I was kind of in, so that, and I really enjoy biopics, especially ones that are about the lives of people that I've never heard of before or don't really know that much of. And I was curious just how this one would turn out. And I mean, it's got a great pedigree. Like I said, it's got Andrew Garfield, Claire Foy, Andy Serkis directing, and it's written by William Nicholson, who has written and co-written such great films in the past, like Gladiator, Les Miserables, Unbroken, and so many more. So, how did the film turn out overall? I'm not going to lie. I thought the film was okay, but it didn't really hit me as much as I was hoping to. Like, and I think the main reason for that is, even though this is a passion project for everyone involved, particularly the film's producer, Jonathan Cavendish, who was actually the son of Robin Cavendish and Diana Cavendish. I give him credit for tackling such a sort of a story like this, but I don't know, the film just didn't really work for me overall. And I think the main reason why that is this, it's just a pretty much your standard kind of typical kind of period British drama. And also it's also being, and that's also quite sentimental, at times a little cheesy, especially at the very beginning when we kind of follow Robin and Diana's, the early part of their relationship. And I kind of felt like, for me, that it just never really delved into the potential of the story. Like, I feel like we get, and it kind of just goes through kind of streamlines through Robin Cavendish's story, and we never really sort of get the sense of him much as a person. Like, we get a little bit of it throughout, like his struggles with polio, but I don't know. I feel like I kind of was expecting more. Like, I kind of wish that the film kind of dealt, particularly the script, kind of delved into more of the characters and the sort of more and how they're dealing with the situation. Like we do see, like I said, we do see that during the film, but it didn't sort of do it in a way that really satisfied me or really sort of emotionally hooked me as a viewer. But it's not to say that the film doesn't have its strong points. Like I think Andy Serkis does a pretty solid job directing wise. Like it's not a particularly amazing, a particular directed film that's amazing in a kind of way. But I thought at least for his first try out in the director's chair, I thought he did a pretty solid job. Not anything nothing amazing, but you know, kind of a decent job overall. And also the score was really well done. Although I did find the sort of the opening score at the beginning of the film to be rather cheesy and corny, to be honest. And maybe that was the whole point, but it just kind of just didn't work for me. And also Robert Richardson, you know, the Oscar-winning cinematographer behind JFK, Hugo and The Aviator, and many of Quentin Tarantino's recent films, is the cinematographer on this one. And he does a really nice job with the visual look of the film. Like, I wouldn't say this is up there as his best work, but it's a nice-looking film, particularly the scenes when we're in Africa and sort of that how he catches the sort of the landscape of the country. And I thought it was just nicely done. So in terms of the performances, I really like Andrew Garfield. I think he's a great and underrated actor. But I don't know, something about his performance didn't really work for me. And I feel like it was the voice David decided to use for Robin Cavendish. I don't know if that's how Robin Cavendish sounded in real life, but the voice that Andrew Garfield just puts in the film just came across as very stereotypical kind of cartoonish posh British accent, and it just really took me out of the film. In a lot of ways it took me out of his performance as well, because I feel like if he did something different with the voice, his performance probably might have hooked me in more. But unfortunately it just came off, it was so cartoonish that it just made me feel at a distance from his performance. The supporting cast are all really solid. Tom Hollander, Hugh Bonneville, and Ed Spielers, Diana Rigg, they're all really solid in their roles. But for me, the standout performance, of course, was definitely Claire Foy as Robin Cavendish's wife, Diana. And to me, she brought, like, it could have easily have just been a standard kind of supportive wife role, but she brings a lot of depth to it. And to me, that's her character is probably the best written one in the whole film. And Claire Foy just does such a lovely job with her performance that I was more invested with her character than I was with than Andrew's character. And she's just wonderful in the film. And to me, she's definitely the absolute highlight of the film overall. So, overall, Brave, it's an okay period drama, but it's kind of just forgettable, to be honest, and a little average. And I feel bad for saying that, because I know, like I said, you could tell that this was a passion project for everyone involved. And I could definitely see why it sort of caught on with a lot of people as well. But for me, it just didn't really work. And it's just a rather sort of standard, kind of stuffy, kind of sentimental British period drama. And I kind of wish that Andy Serkis and everyone involved kind of just did a little bit more with it. But that's pretty much it really. So if I had to give Brave a rating, I'd give it about a 2.5 out of 5. I just wasn't really that impressed with it, to be honest. So yep, that's the end of this audio review of Brave. I hope you all really enjoy it, and I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.